This is a meditation to learn to enjoy cooking. This one is best to listen to while relaxing. However, you might want to try listening to it with two ingredients you have handy in your kitchen. You can imagine the ingredients as we go through this as well, but having a few in front of you may make it even more real. Maybe even try both ways, listening to it with and without ingredients, and you might pick up on different things each time. The more you learn to mindfully cook, and the more you consciously practice it, the more your cooking will not only nourish your body, but also your mind and spirit. When this happens, cooking no longer is a chore, not something that has to be done out of a necessity to feed your hunger, but rather a wonderful gift that you have the privilege of giving yourself. So in essence, one of the best things you can do for yourself is to give up any preconceived notions that you aren't good at cooking, that cooking is hard or time-consuming, or that it has to be something you dislike. Being that would be the first step towards enjoying the process of cooking, let's go ahead and do that now. Resolve at this moment to erase the preconceived notions of cooking and make it a blank slate, where you will give cooking a chance and promise to look at it in a whole new way. Good. Now, when it comes to cooking, there really is no right and wrong way of doing it. The main idea you want to keep in mind from now on is to try to be mindful of what you are doing. Be present to what you see, smell, feel, hear. It's all a part of the process of creating nourishment for yourself and others. And if something doesn't go according to plan, that's okay. You might burn the food and it might taste terrible, but that's just a learning process. If you fail at something in life, do you always give up and never try again? Or do you keep trying until you accomplish it? Cooking is no different. Maybe you forgot to add an ingredient and the dish just won't be right. Take a deep breath and improvise. Cooking is a creative process, and who knows? By improvising, you might come up with something even better than what you started with. And if you don't, it's only one meal. This is not the place to be tough on yourself. Everyone, and I mean absolutely everyone, makes mistakes in the kitchen, and that's okay. It's not a reason to hate the process and to feel negative feelings towards it. So let's go ahead and take some time here to learn to enjoy the process. If you have ingredients in front of you, pick up one of them. If you don't have any, go ahead and imagine something. Perhaps a ripe apple, a handful of fresh herbs, or a freshly peeled onion. Or you can choose whatever resonates with you. Take a few moments to look at or imagine this ingredient. Think about where it may have come from and how it got into your hands. What does it look like? What color is it? Is it a vibrant or a muted color? The Then really feel or imagine how it feels in your hands. Is it rough? Smooth? Slimy? How does it smell? Does it have a pungent odor that makes you want to cry like an onion? Or is it a pleasant scent? What dish or dishes might this ingredient be a part of? Is it an essential ingredient or something that complements it? Now imagine tasting this ingredient in one of those dishes. Is it sweet? Savory? Salty? Now let's do this process again with another ingredient. Pick up the other ingredient or imagine another one. Where did it come from? How did it get to you? What does it look like? What color is it? Is it a vibrant or muted color? How does it feel? How does it smell? What dish or dishes might this ingredient be a part of? Is it an essential ingredient or something that complements it? Imagine tasting this ingredient in one of those dishes. Is it sweet? Savory? Salty? And how is this ingredient similar to or different from the last one? Now take a moment to appreciate how these ingredients are full of nutrients that will help nourish and heal your body. How they are real ingredients, real from the land, and not manufactured products devoid of vitamins and minerals. Isn't it miraculous how these are available to you? How you can just access them? And they are there to nourish you. Now close your eyes if they aren't already closed. And I want you to imagine the sounds as you cut into one of these ingredients. Hear the knife slicing through and then hitting the cutting board. I want you to hear the sizzle as you pick up the pieces and drop them into a hot pan glistening with oil. Now breathe in the smells. Is your mouth starting to water in anticipation of your wonderful meal? Feel how this is such a gift. You are not only fulfilling a hunger, but you're preparing a meal that is full of love for yourself and your body. And it's like a token towards better health. You're not just heating up an unrecognizable glob of frozen Frankenfoods, but rather creating a masterpiece full of so many healthy nutrients and things that will make your body sing and your cells rejoice for being replenished. Imagine tasting your ingredient as it finishes cooking. Feel proud of your labor of love and how you've created magic by transforming your ingredient from one thing to another. You did that. You created. You transformed. Moments like these are magical. Your health is yours alone. You cannot outsource it to someone or something else. You alone are in charge of it. Simple moments like these, strung together day after day, are the way you'll make lasting change. Cooking is a simple practice that you can do that goes such a long way towards telling yourself and your loved ones that you care. Taking the time each time you cook to pay respect and attention to your ingredients like this will go a long way towards you understanding the magic that you create. There is nothing more important you can be doing than when you step into your kitchen. Your health is your most important asset, and without it, you have nothing. No other act you can do can make as much of a difference in the quality of your life. Just think how amazing this is. What an incredible opportunity you have been given. So when you go to cook next time, enter your kitchen with reverence. It is a place of magic. A place you get to and are able to transform simple ingredients into meals that can help you heal and feel wonderful. It's not a chore, it's a privilege. Be respectful, and most of all, be present and mindful during this whole entire process, and it will reward you 100-fold.